So, message five of Secrets and Keys to Walking with God, and thanks for listening. I don't want to, you know, act like I'm just some great authority, but I want to share some things that I think we all need to hear. Some of the ways that God speaks to us include, of course, through the Bible, also through the still small voice. Now that we've been born again, our spirit connects with the Holy Spirit, and this still small voice, it's a mystery, but He does speak to us through that still small voice, and that may not be God directly. That's just, or maybe it is. You know, but that's, of course, famous stories in the Bible about the still small voice. Also through other people, through circumstances, through nature, through experiences we have, and of course, through the Holy Spirit, glory to God, through you know, many and other ways as well. But through all of this, I do want to emphasize, when we get born again, we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we have this glorious divine nature that connects up with the Holy Spirit, and we have the spirit of discernment, and we can tell what's from God and what is not, and you know, it can lead us as through our daily walk. And for example, the Holy Spirit will help us find the right place to be in fellowship. We will know, for example, if He wants us to go into ministry. And so those are just some things. I want to finish up this teaching with the ultimate, final, what shall we call it, phase of a normal Christian walk with Jesus Christ. No, I shouldn't say Christian, a normal walk with Jesus Christ. What's the best way to say it? The ultimate destination, the final phase, the glorious place that is the really the highest level of the phases of walking with Jesus is the kingdom, the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that's fellowship with God. Fellowshipping with Him. That's what we're ultimately meant to do. And it's an incredible topic, just so awesome. And it's, you know, again, same thing as always, it can't be put into human words. In Revelation, famous portion of Revelation, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." That's the door of people's hearts. "He who opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him, and he with me." That's where we want to get, and it's very serious because it's the holy presence of God. And it can be a blessing or it can be a curse. And God will only, you know, a great man of God told me personally that God grows the trees from the base all the way up, and you know, He's going to do this in His right timing. But it's just something to keep in mind. I wanted to at least kind of just get it on the table and try to get the secrets out there. Jesus said, "What you've heard whispered, shout it from the rooftops." And this is a incredible, glorious secret. But it's not a secret anymore because it's the kingdom of God is at hand. It's right here. It's close. It's near. It's here. And when Jesus died, right when He died, the veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom in the Holy of Holies, right at the door, at the entrance to the Holy of Holies. This veil was, from what historians say, was, picture this, 40 feet wide, 20 feet high, Okay, so picture 10 feet and then 10 feet more, so 20 feet high and 6 inches thick. This is the veil, and it was torn in two, and the presence of God left the Holy of Holies and is went out to the out and is now available to us as human beings. So thank you for being a part of these messages, the secrets and keys to walking with God, and blessings on you, and thank you, Jesus, for teaching us and being here.